administration of the Spirit of God. We are going to continue last night's message from where we stopped. So I'm not going back. Hallelujah. The message last night had four parts. We treated number one and number two. Amen. We treated the heart as the altar, and then we looked at the inward man of the heart, and we looked at the different realms of the inward man, the ability to see, the ability to hear, those five senses in your body. We looked at them, how they apply in the spirit. Amen. So now, this night we are going to go a little bit further, and we are going to treat two aspects. So if you want to take notes, you are free to do that. But we are going to take two aspects, and then we are going to look at the coverings or the darkness or garment over the heart, over the inward man of the heart. So now we are coming to the real stuff. We are looking at the coverings, the things that cover the inward man. And there are four of them. We'll look at those four dimensions. And then we'll end on the good news. Because we're not just talking about covering of darkness. We'll also look at the covering of light. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's either the heart is covered by darkness or it's covered by light. It's all our choice. Hallelujah. So we'll be looking at those two dimensions. We'll look at a few scriptures and we'll try to establish and explain some of these basic things. If there are questions, you can note your questions and we can take them later. Amen. The first scripture we're looking at is Isaiah 16. Before we read Isaiah, let me explain something very basic. Physically, in this world, there are human beings, personalities. You meet Brother Sam. Brother Sam is a personality. Amen. You meet Sister Bosse. She's a personality. Now, in the spirit, it's the same way. In the spirit, for example, the Bible says, God is light. Light is a spiritual identity, reality in the spirit. Amen. God is love. Love is a spirit. Hallelujah. Say amen now. Naturally, you see a human being. That you see now, God is a spirit. Heaven is a spirit. Heaven is a person in the spiritual dimension. Hallelujah. Hell is also a person. For instance, say hell and death. We are what? Cast. Because they are spiritual personalities that can be addressed and dealt with as a spiritual personality. Amen. Hell is a person. Hallelujah. Death is also a person. So say hell and death. When you say person, not in the sense of a human being, but you say an entity. Hallelujah. It's a spirit. Amen. So the Bible says in Revelation 20 that hell and death were bound and done what? Cast. Hallelujah. So that's a basic principle that will help us to understand the message. All right, so let's go to, let's read Isaiah 16 with that understanding. It says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Verse 2, for behold, the darkness will do what? Cover the earth. So darkness is a spiritual reality that always covers, that brings people under it, that brings an influence over you. Hallelujah. And because it is an influence, you can rebuke it. So the Bible says, resist the devil. It's not like something you cannot touch. In the spirit, you can recognize darkness and address it. Amen. So it says, behold, the darkness shall cover. It comes to cover the earth. And man is earth in the prophetic language. And what? Gross darkness. So it's not just darkness, but there is gross darkness. Hallelujah. You have light. You have bright light. For example, when Jesus met Paul on the road to Damascus, power meet power. Amen. The Bible says that there was a light brighter than the midday sun. Do you understand that language? The midday sun is very bright, very hot, but this other light was brighter. Hallelujah. So there are degrees of light and there are degrees of darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's dig a little bit into this darkness. So we'll look at the Hebrew. I don't know if this one has interlinear. If it doesn't, we'll not waste time. Does it have? If it doesn't have, you have to. If you can switch, please switch. Switch to the interlinear. And then let's look at those two words. It will open up some basic things to us. But let me go ahead. Why there? Now, if you look at the word, if you have your Android Bible, or even if any study Bible you have, if you look at the word darkness, okay, fine. Isaiah 62, then click on Italina. You will see the word translated darkness is the Hebrew word 28:22. It means chesek. Italina, see the Italina on your right. Right. Yes, that's it. Okay. It's not showing. Okay. Please, just don't mind now. When they're ready. But the word translated darkness, the Hebrew word is chosek. Is the number 28, Strong's number 2822. It means darkness. Is it there? Good. All right, good. So you can see it means darkness. What's the other one? Go to the left. Come down. Misery. Touch misery. Misery. Destruction. Death. What's the other one? Ignorance. Sorrow. That's what we are dealing with. Amen. So he said, behold, sorrow shall cover the earth. Behold, destruction shall cover the earth. Do you understand it? So when the Bible talks about darkness, it's speaking about a spiritual entity in the realm of the spirit. When you come into the spirit, you will meet a spirit called darkness. Hallelujah. So when you wake up in the morning and you are not feeling depressed, I don't feel like reading Bible. You say, oh, psychology said you do so. So you're wasting time. Oh. A spirit is oppressing you. Amen. It's walking in the realm of your heart, of your soul. You need to rebuke it. Yeah, nobody's saying amen. Hallelujah. So, behold, darkness shall cover the earth. Hallelujah. And then he says, gross darkness. Now, let's look at the word gross darkness. Just go up a bit to verse 2, the same verse 2. Gross, where is it? Gross darkness, Arafel. What is Arafel? Gloom. It's a sky, cloud. Amen. Thick cloud. They say those who commit suicide, you know what happens? That there is a thick cloud that covers them that refuses to lift. It's a spirit of depression. You are nothing. You are worthless. Your life doesn't mean anything. Anywhere they go, it's a spirit. There is a covering, a gloom over them. Hallelujah. I don't know if there's anybody here in this room. Say, I will do something myself. You want to do something to yourself. You don't understand. It's a spirit. Rebuke it, it will run. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, what the darkness, gross darkness, they are spirits. Hallelujah. And their function is to cover, is to bring you under their influence. Hallelujah. Spirits usually cover. When he says, cover me, cover me. Do you not understand what you are singing? You are telling the Spirit of God to bring his influence over you. It's the same thing, no? Let the border of what? Garment. Do what? Hallelujah. Amen. It's just that this kind of covering is a good covering. Say, you're not saying amen. 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 Hallelujah. So that is that. That is what it means. Because I have to obey instruction. Let's look at a scripture, Revelation 19, before it runs away from me. This is a special type of covering. So that when you are under a covering, you know that there is another place to run under, so that you can get another covering. Hallelujah. Revelation 19, verse 12 and 13. He's speaking about Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, riding on the horse. Okay, say, and I saw heaven open, verse 11, and behold, a white cloud, a white horse, and he that sat upon was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Now look at verse 13. I was clothed with what? A vesture. Done what? Deep in blood. Do you understand? Blood is a dress. There is a special fashion called blood. I hear there are some people who are struggling to do a fashion called nakedness. No problem. I have my own dressing. My own blood dress is what? Blood. Amen. You want to wear a dress? I recommend blood. Hallelujah. That is the dress your Lord wears. See, he has a garment dipped in blood. Hallelujah. In fact, I don't have time to go into the bed. Say a vesture. A vesture is not a dress. It's a cloak. Is that correct? It's an outer garment rich. People who are kings. Have you seen a king before? He dresses up, then he has a vesture. Hallelujah. That spreads out. In fact, you can even go and hide inside it. Hallelujah. He said, he that dwelleth where? In the secret place of the Most High will do what? Will be dwelling under blood. When he says, shadow of the Almighty, you don't understand. He's saying, you will be under blood. Blood will become your dress. Hallelujah. So, when the devil says it is ready to go to deeper hell, he doesn't want to stay in the surface hell. He wants to enter into deeper, deeper hell. Let him come near. Hallelujah. Amen. He will be bound and taken deeper, and he will not come out again. Amen. So, we are talking about the covering over the heart. And we are speaking about darkness. Okay, I will define what the darkness is. We need to run. So let's still look at some scriptures about this darkness. So let's start from the Old Testament and then push it and come up. Let's look at Job chapter 10. Job 10. Let's investigate this darkness. Job 10:21. He said, "Before I go, whence I shall not return, even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death." Verse 22. A land of darkness as darkness itself. Hallelujah. It sounds like darkness and gross darkness, isn't it? A land of darkness and darkness itself, as of the shadow of death, without any other or any light, where the light is as darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Darkness is a spiritual energy. Hallelujah. Darkness is a spiritual energy. So he's telling you, where their light is as darkness. Okay, so let's try to support that. Let's look at Luke 11, is it 31, 33? Luke 11, 32, 33. Let's go there. Luke 11, 33. Because it's good for us to understand what darkness is. Okay, Luke. Okay. No man, verse 33, no man, when he had lighted a candle, put it under a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that day which coming may see the light. 34. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thy eye is single, thy whole body is full of light. But when thy eye is evil, thy body is full of darkness. Verse 35. Take heed, therefore, that the darkness in thee be not darkness. He says, take heed that the what? The light in thee be not darkness. Hallelujah. What is he saying? He's telling you that darkness is a form of energy, just like light is energy. Hallelujah. There are people whose function, they walk in darkness. They get energy when people are sick. When people are sad and sorrowful, they get joy. You watch horror movies. Don't watch it. Because you are touching darkness. You are touching spirits. Amen. You know, and there are things in us that activate those energies. Hallelujah. So the point is, darkness is a spiritual entity that has power. Hallelujah. And that power works. That power works. But the power of light is more than the power of darkness. Amen. Now, somebody says, no, there is nothing like darkness. Not true. There is darkness. There is sorcery. There is witchcraft. There is magic. There is automobile. Amen. Ask Gabriel. Ask Isaac. When they were playing football in those days, they would put something and put it. So that when the ball is coming, the goalkeeper will see 7 balls. He doesn't know the one to catch. He dies like this, the ball enters. It works, oh. Amen. And there are people who say we want darkness. And they are around you. You are dealing with them. Amen. You must learn how to recognize it and how to deal with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so let's move on. So I hope that is clear. Job 18. We'll go back to Job. Job 18. Sorry, we'll be jumping in and out. Job 18. We're trying to establish darkness. Some of us younger ones may not be. So that's why we're taking time to explain. Job 18. Verse Job 18 verse 18 says, okay, 17 says, his remembrance shall perish. He's talking about the wicked man. His remembrance shall perish. My God. Shall perish from the earth, and he shall have no name in the street. Verse 18, he shall be driven from light into darkness and chased out of the world. All right, Job 13. Job is a very good book, one of the deepest parts of the scripture. Amen. Amen. Now look at verse 26. Job 30:26. When I looked for good, what happened? Then evil came to me. Good is a spirit. It's a good spirit. Evil is a bad spirit. Hallelujah. I looked for a good thing and evil came. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then, and when I waited for light, what happened? There came darkness. So light and darkness are two different things. Amen. They are two different spirits. And may the Lord, you know, increase our light that we can begin to understand. You know, Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we are wrestling against principalities, darkness, spirits of high wickedness. Hallelujah. That's what we are dealing with. You know, so we need to properly, in the spirit, be able to see them in the spirit, be able to discern them in the spirit, know how to reject them and address them. Job 38. That's the last one in Job. And then we'll move on to Psalms. Job 38:19. He said, where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof? Hallelujah. Okay, so I think we are done. Yes, I think we are done with that. So let's go to Psalm 139. Please open the scripture so you don't sleep. Don't be looking up. Open your own Bible. That way you are participating. Amen. Open your Bible and read it for yourself. Verse 9 says, if I take the winds of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Verse 12, yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are what? Are both alike today. Amen. That's the Yahweh we're talking about. Darkness and light are alike to him. Hallelujah. He has authority. So don't let anybody tell you that the devil is so powerful that he will finish you. The devil cannot finish you. Amen. So when you are standing for righteousness, God covers you. You are dwelling under the covering of the blood. And the darkness cannot overcome the light. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that the devils believe in God. They know the reality of light and they tremble. Hallelujah. It's only when there is an opening, when there are spots of darkness in us, that's where we have problems. Hallelujah. So when there are problems, you know there is a breach. Something has happened. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you address it, then you are restored. And there are some of us who have our skirts spotted. And the ministry this night is that there will be a cleansing. There'll be a washing. The breaches will be repaired. Let me just move small. Digress. When we talk about breach, breach are human beings. Wall are human beings. Hallelujah. The wall of Jerusalem was repaired by families. Each family repaired their own. In other words, they were the wall. Hallelujah. The next family repaired the wall. So it was family, 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 family. Hallelujah. Amen. Even that sister, what's her name? Sister that was dwelling on the wall. What's her name? Rahab was dwelling on the wall. There are people who dwell on the wall. We are walls. Hallelujah. That's why I say the breach is a person. Because when somebody's standing on the wall, there's a problem. There's an opening. Hallelujah. Into the body. That Brother Isaac was sharing. So when I overcome, the wall becomes stronger. Hallelujah. When I fail, the wall becomes weak in that area. So the devil can break in through that weak area in the body. Hallelujah. That's why we must cover one another. So he said, look, we are far apart. Eh? When anything happens, blow the trumpet so that your brother will hear. Is it not? And come and help. Hallelujah. Amen. We have to complement one another on the word. That was a digression. Amen. All right, so let's go to now let's go to Genesis 2:17. We're establishing the darkness. What darkness is, and it's very clear that darkness is a spirit. Now darkness manifests in various ways. Hallelujah. From the definition we saw, it said darkness means sorrow, it means destruction, it means death. You know, there are different forms of darkness. Maybe we should look at James. We should look at James to go on. There is something there. Let's look at James 3. James 3. James 3 is trying to give us an idea of how darkness works. Okay, so it's just something practical. Now, verse 14 of James 3. He said, but if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts. Amen. Say amen now. Envy and strife in the heart. What's that? It's darkness walking. Alright? Lie not against the truth. This wisdom. So he's telling you envy and lying is a wisdom. But that this wisdom is a devilish wisdom. Because there is a wisdom that is of God. Hallelujah. So this wisdom does what? Descended not from above. But is what? Earthly. Eh? Sensual. And what else? Diabolos. Devilish. Amen. So where envy and strife is in their heart, there's what? Confusion. And what? Every evil work. So hell has opened itself. Hallelujah. So you see how hell can comfort in the heart of a brother, in my heart. Hallelujah. Hell can come to you. You are born again. But if you open the door and strife and envy comes in. Yeah. Is there anybody who is free from strife or envy in this room? You have overcome completely. Well, thank God for you. Amen. So you see why we must rise up and begin to fight. You must recognize what you are fighting. That's the first law of warfare. You must identify your enemy. you have gone far. Hallelujah. So, it's not saying look at your brother's heart, look at your own. I was somewhere and somebody was talking about deception. I said deception. Deception is in every heart. Hallelujah. Amen. If you say you're not deceived, in fact, we should go and have prayer meeting for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's read them. But the wisdom that is from above is what? Pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be treated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make. This is a dress for the heart. Hallelujah. It's a garment. It's a covering over the soul. Hallelujah. Amen. So also envy, bitterness, strife, jealousy. You know, what you call the works of the flesh. It's also a dress. It's a covering. It can be a spirit covering you. You are born again. But maybe you benefit from anger. When you get angry, people run away. Amen. The sons of Eli, they say, hey, bro, Yago, if you don't give me that chicken now, there'll be trouble. If you don't give me the fish or the meat, in fact, I take it by force. And they had their fork ready. Oh yeah, go away. Bam, they press it. So they were using anger in the house of God. Amen. And they were benefiting from it because there was a lot of offering. Is it not? So you can benefit from darkness. You can benefit from darkness. And because there is a benefit, they call it spiritual. What did they say about it? You are focusing. You have a drive. You are a strong personality. Is it not? What's the language now? You say, look, you have a drive. You have a strong personality. You are focused and you are dynamic. Is it not? Be careful of. You're a goal getter. Be careful of goal load that you're getting. Amen. You're pushing. Everybody is following you. You trample on people. So I don't have time. Look, it's either you do it. Be careful, oh. There is a garment you are clothing your mind and your soul with. Hallelujah. Amen. Or you come to a place, you're always talking. Give him, because you don't want trouble. Everybody. You don't want to go there because you have nail all over your body. Anybody that comes there, you choke the person. They'll say, please, give him, let him go. It is a dress wearing. Hallelujah. It's a covering. And you're benefiting from it, so you like it. Amen. You say, no, I just want to stay. They call it personal space. Personal space may be a devil. Personal space. Maybe, see my personal space here. Nobody should cross it. I'm in my world here. Stay in your own. Let me stay in my own. It may be a devil that has put you in prison. He said, Lord, deliver my soul out of prison. You may have imprisoned yourself. Hallelujah. Bible says, a brother offended is like a city that has what? It's harder to be won than a strong city. Hallelujah. There's another one that talks about strong bars. The brother offends, there's like a strong bar. That means there's a dress now, a prison that has entered. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what we're talking about. You know? So when Bible says every seventh year is the year of release. So, in Israel, every 7 years, every slave, every captive, you give him the opportunity to go. Hallelujah. If the man says, I'm not going, it's okay, come. So, what is he saying? He said that we have to release. If you don't release, your hands are closed. You're actually binding yourself. So, I don't know if there's anybody who's wearing this kind of dress. He said, he gave us beauty for ashes. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. So, I don't know. I hope it's becoming clear what darkness is and what light and righteousness is. Hallelujah. Now, Genesis 2:17, where we're going to read. Genesis 2:17 is the scripture where darkness entered the soul of man. This is where it concerns us. This is the origin of the darkness. He said, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's darkness. Darkness is good and evil together. Amen. The good is covering the evil. And that's why it's very difficult to discern. We must be spiritually sharp to pick it up. So it's a good and evil. It's a mixture. God is light, and there is no darkness at all. When you have evil in good, it's darkness. Hallelujah. Say amen now. Amen. You see, thou shalt not eat of it. Brethren, we should not receive. It means receive into your system. Hallelujah. We should not eat it. We should not receive the life. There is a strength. There is an energy darkness brings. Don't accept it. Amen. Amen. If I wake up in the morning and I say, today is my movie watching day. Does anybody have movie watching day? You don't need to raise your hand. Just, do you have movie watching day? Say, today is movie. I've been so busy, I want to relax. Hell is waiting at the door. Amen. So let me. I have free time. Let me just watch some movies. Hell has come. You must bring your antenna very, very high. Amen. Because there's an energy you want to receive. And you have to be very careful. So he says, thou shalt not eat of it. In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Please, can you go back to the interlinear? I want to show us something then. Thou shalt surely die. That die is not innocent die. Yo. It's like they say, Jesus, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But the original says, Jesus, I know very well. Hallelujah. This one says, when you die, die. It's a dying continuous. Hallelujah. Okay, it will come up. So what are we trying to say? We're saying that darkness entered into the heart of man. And that darkness is dynamite. It's explosive. It has been multiplying since then. Hallelujah. Yeah, 2:17. Aha. Look at it. The last phrase, thou eatest thereof, thou shalt moot. Moot. That's the word. All right. Moot is the Hebrew word for die. So the die is, in dying, it will continue to die. Hallelujah. Amen. Say amen now. You know, the warfare now is so advanced that if somebody wants to kill you, all he needs to do is to inject a nanoparticle. Do you know about nanoparticle? Nanoparticle. How many dimensions of... No, I won't talk to him. Or he will... Choma. That is, nanoparticle means it's so small. Hallelujah. They inject it into the food. And when it goes in, it begins to multiply. Hallelujah. That's in the natural science. But in the spirit, darkness was a seed that entered the heart of man. Hallelujah. And when Adam took, we received it. It wasn't apple or physical apple that you eat. Amen. It was a spirit. It was life. Something, an energy. Say if you partake of it, it will begin to. Now, when that seed entered into the heart of man, it corrupted the nature of Adam. Hallelujah. It corrupted the nature of the soul. Now, this is a place where many of us have a problem. There is a difference between darkness and your soul. Hallelujah. Say amen now. There's a difference between darkness and your mind or your emotion or desire. Those are two different things. Hallelujah. And you fight the darkness in a certain way. There's a strategy for fighting darkness. There's also a strategy for dealing with your own fallen mind, fallen emotion, fallen desire, fallen will. Hallelujah. Amen. There are two different things. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, what is the heart? The heart is simple. Your mind does not work alone. Your emotion does not work alone. All the parts of your soul, they work together. That is the core. That is the heart of your soul. Hallelujah. Your body does not work alone. So your body and the different functions of your soul plus your spirit, they work together. That is the heart. Hallelujah. But your spirit, soul, and body, you're not alone in the whole world. The Spirit of God is there. The Spirit, Christ is there. There is the Father and there is the Son. Hallelujah. So Jesus says, I in my Father in me. Amen. So when you talk about the heart means everything of God and you joined together. The center of it, that is the heart. Hallelujah. Amen. So the heart includes the Spirit of God. It includes Christ. It includes the Father. It includes your body. It includes your soul. It includes your spirit. Everything jammed together in a realm of the Spirit. That is the heart. Hallelujah. But you see, when there is darkness, another tenant will enter. Who is that tenant? Darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's how sin entered into the realm of the heart. Amen. God knows how to deal with the sin. This unwanted visitor that has entered into a place it was not supposed to. Hallelujah. Somebody opened the door. And darkness entered. Hallelujah. Somebody say, the Bible says, when you receive the word of God, like you're hearing now, it says, if you do not have understanding of it, if you do not receive it, you know what happens? The Bible says that the best of the air or the devil, they enter into the heart and steal the word of God. I'm asking, how does the devil have access to the heart? It's very clear. Because of the darkness. Hallelujah. Darkness grants access to the devil into the heart. Hallelujah. So, I must make sure that I purge myself. The more I purge my heart of darkness, the more I am secure. Hallelujah. The more I can overcome. So, what I'm saying is that the covering over the heart, number one, is this darkness we've spoken about. Number two is the soul nature itself. And when we talk of the soul nature, it's not just mind, emotion, desire, and will. Not just those four. I don't know if we need to go back to try to establish. Somebody says, but how do you know there are four? We know there are four because Ezekiel chapter 4 tells us that there are four. Amen. So show us Ezekiel chapter 4, 1, 5, and 6. It tells you the nature of man, the nature of your soul. And that this soul fell. It was the soul was operating in a high realm of the spirit, in a high frequency of the spirit. Amen. But when sin came, the sin brought it down to a very low frequency of light. You know, when you have a low frequency of light, you are getting close to darkness. Hallelujah. Because there are two realms. Darkness. There is a darkness in which there is no light at all. That's gross darkness, you know. There is a darkness in which you have a little light in. And as you progress, you come to a place where there is no darkness at all. That is the fullness of light. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, so let's see. 5. Ezekiel 1, not 4. Ezekiel 1, verse 5. Okay. So just highlight. Okay, that verse. Leave the verse 5. So if you ever have problems with 4, this is it. The solution. He says, and out of the midst thereof came the likeness of 4 living creatures. In some places, they say 4 beasts. Alright? 4 living creatures. And their appearance, and this was their appearance. They had what? The likeness of a man. Hallelujah. That's who you are. Amen. There are, God made us in his image, in his likeness. And in this likeness, there are 4 living creatures. So, you are sitting down on the chair now, but within you are 4 realms. Amen. There are 4 realms. Amen. And these realms are realms of the spirit. These realms are so big that God can dwell in them. Do you understand what they are talking about? So you read some books, they say eternity is in you. I said, I knew already. The Bible told me that eternity is in me. There are some rascal people, they say, we are doing astral travel. That eternity. I say, what? My Bible tells me already. It's not news. For God to dwell in you means you are very big inside. Hallelujah. Amen. You are so big that you can contain God. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. Yeah, if you don't want to say amen, shout like me. Amen. All right, go to verse 2. You see who you are. Wait. Verse 4. See, I looked and there was a whirlwind. A great cloud. What's the right one? Fire enfolding itself. What's the right word? Brightness. Out of the beast, color of amber. What? Fire. That's who you are. Hallelujah. Amen. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Somebody say, I'm a dry tree. How can you be a dry tree? Amen. There's a glory in you. It's just that darkness has covered that glory. And our job is to cast it off. He said, arise, shine. Does somebody want to shine this night? Say, Lord, let my light shine forth. Let the glory of the Lord shine forth. He said, somebody is a star. Because he knows how to play football. You throw one round thing, he does it, he brings it down. Say, it's a star. I'm a star. Say, I'm a star. Hallelujah. How can a man who is playing one round thing say he traps it? He says it's a star. Because he can run around with balls. So, it's a star. And you go and sit down. Every day you wake up, you find out the food, the star ate. Eh? Then you find out what does he do like this? It's a star. He wake up in the morning. What dress is star wearing? When you are the star. When the star of righteousness is shining in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. May God open our eyes. Amen. Okay, so you can read Ezekiel. Go in. You will see. Ezekiel had a vision of the soul of man. When you go down to Ezekiel 40, down, There is something there. There is a revelation that the church has not yet got. But we know it is the vision of the soul of man. Hallelujah. Many temples, many rooms, many... My God. Amen. So what I'm trying to say, brethren, is that there is darkness. And then there is your soul nature. Amen. This soul nature, even though the Bible represents it as living creature, it's more than creature, that being. Amen. You go to Revelation, you see them. There are four, say there are four beasts. They use the word beast. Don't let it confuse you. There are good beasts and bad beasts. Amen. These ones are fallen, but they are being redeemed. Hallelujah. They are being redeemed in Christ. Amen. We can't go too much into it, but just to say that these living creatures are natures. Now, it's not just these living creatures. There are some natures, some qualities of this living creature. One of it is what? That they have eyes. Or use the word senses. Or use the word capacity. Or you use the word faculty. Do you understand faculty? You are in the faculty of arts. Faculty of science. There are faculties in your mind. There are departments in your soul. Somebody say praise the Lord. One department is the department of seeing, sight, ability to see. Amen. There is the ability to hear. There is the ability to perceive. There is the department of joining. Hallelujah. There are five departments in the soul. Hallelujah. There are five capacities. There are qualities that are in you. Amen. Say amen now. Now, when darkness entered into the soul, this capacity to see was shut down. Hallelujah. The Bible says all the lights of heaven were switched off. Amen. I don't know what scripture. I think, is it not Jeremiah 17? Let's look at Jeremiah 17, see if we can find it. Where he says that the mountains began to tremble. Can't find it now. Anyway, so there's a place where it says that the lights of heaven were switched off. So the point I'm trying to make, brethren, is that these creatures, this soul, has the capacity to see. In fact, it has a nature of seeing. It has a nature of knowing things. He said, then we shall know as we are known. Hallelujah. And one of the capacities that we're able to see the things, say they had eyes in front and at the back, and they had eyes within. Hallelujah. There's a capacity to know things. Not the head knowledge, but a knowledge in the spirit. Hallelujah. So, in summary, when the soul of man fell, these abilities in man also fell. Hallelujah. So instead of you, of man, being able to function with his spiritual senses, because they became switched off, he now switched and began to function with the physical sense. So the physical senses became magnified. Hallelujah. So the natural man began to define the spiritual nature that God created. Amen. And that's what the Bible refers to as the old man, the old nature. So I want us to read a few scriptures regarding the fallen soul natures. Romans 3:23. Romans 3:23. We rebuke every spirit of distraction. Every diabolos of distraction. The Lord rebuke you. Amen. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, we know sin made man to fall. Alright, so that's that scripture. Let's go quickly to Psalm 51. I'm trying to give us the scriptures for what I was saying so we can get the scriptural foundation. Psalm 51. Psalm 51. Say verse 5. Say, behold, I was shaping in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Verse 6. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Amen. He said, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Romans 6. Romans 6, verse 6. Romans 6, verse 6. Say, knowing this, that our old man is what? Crucified with him. Hallelujah. That the body of sin might be destroyed. That henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe also that we shall live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more, death had no more dominion over him. Amen. Now, what is he saying? Let me explain it. Now, in the Old Testament, they have something they call the sin offering. The sin offering had three parts. There was the blood of the animal. There was the inwards of the animal that had the fat, the liver, the kidneys. That was the second part. And then there was the flesh, the body, the flesh. Now, the rule was that the animal represents the person that is bringing the offering. So, the blood is taken. That's what is taken to the altar and sprinkled. The inward part is taken and it's burnt. But there is something that must happen to the body. The body is taken outside of the camp. And what happens to it? It is burnt. Hallelujah. The body is burnt completely. That's when Jesus, he was taken outside the camp. He was taken to Calvary. And in that place, he was judged. Hallelujah. So, that is the principle. When he says the body of this death, he's speaking about the fallen soul nature, this fallen mind, the fallen ability to see, the fallen ability to hear, the fallen ability to hold on to God, your fallen ability to discern the things of God. These fallen senses, they died. Hallelujah. So when Jesus came, he came in exchange of this fallen nature. Hallelujah. Amen. So everything that should have been done to you because of sin, Jesus stood in his place. Hallelujah. So he had to be judged. In fact, at one point he says, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That means, my God, why hast thou forsaken? Because the judgment had to be total. Amen. Now, I want you to understand that that incident is the greatest event in the whole of history. Before, during, and after man. Hallelujah. There can be no greater sacrifice and offering than that thing that Jesus did. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that by that event, that he has abolished death and he has crucified that nature of sin. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what the Bible. So as far as God is concerned, it is an old man. It is a crucified man. Hallelujah. So when the Bible says old man, it's speaking about the nature, the fallen nature of my mind. Hallelujah. And he says that he took all the handwriting and nailed it to his cross. Hallelujah. So when the Bible talks about old man or the body of sin, he's speaking about the carnal nature, that nature. Now, how does it work? Yes, Jesus went to the cross. He has died in our place, is it not? But that old man says, I don't agree. Amen. The old man is still exerting himself because Jesus did this for you. But you have to claim the offering. You have to claim this promise. In other words, you have to put off the old man. You have to resist the old man and put on Christ. Hallelujah. So, you are fighting against old nature. The old nature is not you, in a way. I don't know. It's a spiritual thing. And that's where some people miss the doctrine because they say, well, Jesus has done it all. It is true. He has done it all. But you have to work out your salvation with. That means you have to physically cast it off. Hallelujah. So Paul says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? It's a very. I hope you can get the balance. So when somebody comes, like Isaac was saying, it's an excess grace. Jesus had done it all. But you must resist the old nature. And you must put on Christ. That is our own responsibility. Amen. Somebody say, no, I don't want to suffer. You must war. You must resist the flesh and receive the Spirit of Christ. Amen. Now, another term that is used, they say flesh. It says the flesh profited it to. When it says flesh, it's speaking about this raw, falling nature of my emotion that doesn't want. In fact, it doesn't want to pray. You say, who is God? It's not excited at God. Hallelujah. So if you submit to that nature, then you say, if you walk in the flesh, you will of the flesh reap corruption. Hallelujah. But if you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you will receive life. In other words, God knows that within me and you, we don't have that strength. That is why we receive a spirit of grace. That's why he said, if the spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, that same spirit will do what? Will quicken you to do what? Put down, to mortify, put to death. Say, look, old man, you are dead already. Die. Hallelujah. Amen. So, it's not by your power, it's by the strength of the Spirit. But how can the Spirit work for you if you don't submit to the Spirit? Amen. If you submit to the flesh, then the flesh will be stronger. So it says, the flesh and the spirit, they are lusting, they are warring. Amen. Anyone you support will have the victory. Amen. So, the Spirit of God is to help us resist the flesh. So when the Bible talks about flesh, it's speaking about the fallen nature. The fallen nature of man. And the devil knows that you have a fallen nature. And sometimes it deceives you, deceives me, to believe that the fallen nature is me, is all that I can be. No, there are two natures. Because when you receive Christ, a new man is born. Hallelujah. When you receive Christ, a new man is born. So you have the old nature that has been crucified. Christ comes in and brings to birth a nature of Christ within you. Amen. But just that this Christ is so weak. It's not yet formed, not fully matured. Hallelujah. So he says, I pray that Christ might be fully formed in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the covering over the heart can either be Christ. Amen. Or it can be the old nature. Amen. Or it can be darkness. Hallelujah. I hope it's not becoming complete, but that is the reality. Amen. So we wrestle not against flesh and blood. My problems are not my brother. My problems are in. Are here. Hallelujah. I'm dealing with a fallen mind that is contrary to God. A Nigerian mind. I'm dealing with my tribal mind. I'm dealing with my family mind. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Which are different from the mind of Christ. Amen. And our job is to resist this one and to submit to the other one. Okay, so let's go to the next one. We've talked about darkness. Number two, we've talked about the fallen soul nature. There are so many other scriptures. Okay, let me just read two more scriptures and we will go to the spirits of darkness, just for completeness. Ephesians 4:22. Those taking notes, so that you can look at it. Ephesians 4:22, quickly. Ephesians 4:22. Okay. It says that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful laws. Verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on what? The new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You put off one and you put on the other one as a garment, as a covering over the soul. Colossians 3. Okay. Colossians 3 verse 10. It says, I have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. So, clearly, there is a new man and there is an old man. The old man must be mortified, put down, while the new man must be renewed. You renew it. You quicken it. It grows until it comes to fullness of Christ within you. Paul said, Peter said, we should grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ. Now, let's go quickly to the third one. We're looking at spirits of darkness. So, it's not just the darkness or the fallen nature. Now, there is another complication. There are spirits that feed on darkness. Amen. Say amen now. There are spirits that feed on darkness, one. They also feed on the fallen nature of your soul. Amen. So it is their life, their future depends on you remaining carnal. Amen. So their function, their ministry is to cause trouble, to bring sorrow, darkness, wickedness. Because when you receive that, they receive energy. That's how they feed. Amen. When you get angry, there are spirits that get life from that. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that the wisdom from that is sensual. It is where you have strife and contention. There is what? confusion and every evil work. The spirits, they come to feed and to feast upon us. Like we are praying that we shall not be food for the enemy. It is very insulting. I don't know if you feel insulted. That somebody is taking advantage of your weakness. There is an organization. There is an evil intelligence. There is a high intelligence. Bible calls it high wickedness or spiritual wickedness in high places. It's working. Hallelujah. And their network is to ensure that man operates at this realm of darkness. Hallelujah. That the darkness is still working in my heart. That my fallen nature gets the upper hand. Hallelujah. It's a well-oiled, well-organized system. Every day they're modernizing and becoming more and more sophisticated. Amen. But the Bible says that we are not ignorant of their devices. Amen. Paul even said that the devil has become an angel of light. But God is not mocked. When we have the spirit of discernment, we can discern the way these spirits are operated. Amen. Alright, so I'll just read two scriptures and then we will go to the last covering and then end. I want to look at Revelation 18. The whole of chapter 18 is talking about it. We're just going to read one verse, verse 2. It says, verse 1 says, there was an angel that came from heaven. Verse 2 says, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is falling. It's falling. And it's become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Amen. Now this bird is not the one of a sparrow or kite. It's speaking about spirits. Amen. There is a realm in which these devils operate. And they say they operate in Babylon. Now, if you go to verse 11, verse 11 talks about the merchants. It's business. This business of Babylon, of darkness. And then if you go to verse 13, he says, the souls of men. That last phrase is speaking about the souls of men. It's one of the articles that are traded. That's part of the business. So in the realm of the spirit, the souls of men is something that these spirits, they merchant from. They trade in it. I'm going to go to the next scripture. Revelation 17. I want to go back. Revelation 17 gives us better understanding. Amen. So let's read Revelation 17. Don't get tired. We'll soon finish. Look at verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. Amen. The wilderness is speaking about a nature of the soul in the spirit. It's either you have a garden or a wilderness. It's still the same. A garden that is not watered becomes a wilderness. So he took him to the realm of the soul, and he saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her head, or the mind, was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I began to worship her. I wonder with great admiration. Can you imagine? Amen. Let's go on to verse 15. Now, if you go to verse 3, we're going to compare verse 3 and verse 15. We're looking at verse 3 and verse 15. Now, so let's go back to verse 3. So he said, he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman. Now, we know when you see a woman, he's speaking about a spirit in one dimension. All right? You could be speaking about a church, but for instance, he speaks about the harlot woman. He speaks about a spirit of harlotry. So here he's speaking about a spirit. And this spirit was sitting on a beast, was sitting or covering. So let's go to 15. He said, and he said to me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore seated, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Hallelujah. So he's trying to say that there is a covering in the spirit. There is a spirit of deception that is shown to us as a woman sitting on a beast. Actually, there is something called Europa. Has anybody come across that word before? Europa. It's from Europa, you have the word Europe. Europa is a woman that sits upon a horse. Hallelujah. And it comes from the Greek mythology. I don't quite remember, but he said Europa had a relationship with Zeus. Zeus was supposed to be a god. So Europa had a relationship with Zeus, and he carried her on a horse to run away, is it not? Amen. So if you go to the headquarters of the European Union, guess what you will see? You will see a horse with a woman riding. Hallelujah. And if you look at euro, how many people have seen the euro currency? You will see the symbol of Europa. So we're not telling you stories. So these are realities. So in the spirit, there is such a reality. Now, he's saying that this spirit sits upon waters. And he says the waters are people and nation and tribes and tongue. Amen. So, when you come from a tribe or family or nation or whatever it is, there are spirits that sit over those dimensions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like there is a spirit that sits over Zion. Hallelujah. Zion has a big spirit called Christ. Hallelujah. When you come into Christ, you come under the influence of a mighty spirit called Christ. Amen. So, anywhere you are, you must come under a covering. Hallelujah. So, you have to choose the covering you are under. So, we have identified three of these coverings. One, darkness. Two, the fallen soul natures. Three, the spirits of darkness. And these spirits of darkness, as I mentioned, they feed on humanity, man. The last scripture we'll read, then we'll begin to close. It's Revelation 12. Revelation 12. Revelation 12. What? The last covering. No, this is the third one. Darkness, fallen nature of the sun, and spirits of darkness. Spirits of darkness is the third one. All right. Well, we are coming to the fourth. We are not there at the fourth yet. So spirits of darkness. And he said, there appeared a great wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon having seven heads, and so on and so on. Now, verse 4, he says, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and they cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for they devour her child as soon as it was born. And the woman brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God, that she should feed her there 1,260. Amen. He says, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Can we read that 8 again? He says, and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. Amen. Amen. Brethren, somebody is interfering with your inheritance. Amen. The devil is covering the realm of your heaven. He should not be there. Hallelujah. We are rising up. Amen. We are rising up in God to cast that devil down. Hallelujah. That is the strength. The strength we are being given is not to make money. We are receiving strength to cast down the devil. Not just put off the old nature of sin. We are going up. Because there is a spirit. There is an organized evil intelligence covering our heavens. Hallelujah. So that the heavens, our prayers cannot go. Remember that brother. What's his name? Daniel. Is that his name? Daniel. Daniel was praying, but the prayer was not going far until help was brought to him. They said, from the day you started praying, God heard your prayer. Hallelujah. But when I was coming to give you strength, a spirit resisted me. May the Lord open our eyes to see these four horns. You know, in Zechariah, he said there were horns. Judah, Jerusalem, and Israel, they couldn't go far because there were horns that were throwing down anybody that will rise up. Hallelujah. Have you seen the horns? Brother Isaac told us this morning, we must rise up early in the morning. Hallelujah. When you rise up early in the morning, don't tell God give you money. When you rise up, you start from where you stopped. Lord, I throw down the altars. I throw down the horns. I come to chisel the horns in my family, the horns in tribe, the horns in my area, the horns in my workplace. When you are tired, you sleep. When you wake up, I have come again to chisel the horns. Hallelujah. That's our job, to throw down these altars. Resist them. Resist them. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, there's war in heaven. How can there be one and we are at ease? I have come into the world to have paradise. It doesn't work like that. Amen. So it says there was one in heaven and there was no more space found in heaven. That heaven is the realm of these four living creatures, of our heart, of our soul, and in humanity. Praise the Lord. Let's read verse 9. And the great red dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out where? Into the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. Now, that dream that was shown said there are two levels. The lower level and then the upper level. I believe one of the things God's saying to us in this conference is very clear. If you haven't heard it, hear it very well. The Bible says, in the world we will have tribulation. The devil is being cast down to the earth. This conference has released more devils to the earth already. By the time we finish, there will be more devils on the earth. Because God does not expect you and I to remain on the earth. He expects us to rise up to heaven. Hallelujah. We are to rise up. That's why we must be able to see. You can't be rising like a blind man. As you rise, we're able to perceive the things, the will of God, the things of God. Hallelujah. Paul was praying. He said that the eyes of the understanding might be enlightened, that we might know the hope of our calling, that we may know the riches of... Do you know the riches of your inheritance? Hallelujah. Do you know the hope of your calling? I said that we might know the greatness of God's power. When you don't know the power of God in your life, then we don't have faith. The devil can play around with us. It comes by a revelation. We need a revelation of God's power. Hallelujah. That works in us. Amen. And those things come as we begin to rise up in the spirit. Look at verse 10. That's the good news I want to end. It says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the end. Therefore, rejoice, O ye heavens, and them that dwell in them. Heaven is the new heaven, is the new estate that is happening now. It's selling. Amen. You know, Port Harcourt now, there are many estates selling. We are advertising a new estate called heaven. Hallelujah. It's selling. Everybody is buying. Are you buying? Hallelujah. Are you buying your place in heaven? Hallelujah. While you buy physically, there is a treasure to buy in heaven. Hallelujah. There are dwellers in heaven. If you're not rising, others are rising. That's one lesson you get. If you are not rising, there are dwellers in heaven. Their leg is becoming more planted. We say, Lord, plant my feet where? On higher ground. Plant it. He said, I will make you a pillar in the temple of God. Hallelujah. I don't know where you are, but you know, there are dwellers in heaven. Hallelujah. And as they come there, they are becoming more aware. They can see, they can feel. You know, all those things we talked about. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. And they say, why? For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he had but a short time. Hallelujah. Amen. So we expect more trouble on earth. There's going to be more trouble. Why? More devils are coming down. Their time is short, so they are go to destroy all kinds of things. Amen. So Some of us, we get so depressed, so things are not working. Why would things work when more devils are coming down? Amen. Why would things work when more devils are coming? Hallelujah. So we have to have that understanding. Now, finally, we go to the last covering. And it's the covering of humanity, the unsaved generations. There are people, the nations that are not saved. Bible calls it the world. And the scripture tells us, love not the world or the things in the world. Let's read that scripture. Love not the world. 1 John, is it 2? This scripture has become very unpopular. Bryce, when did you preach it last? Brother Sam, when did you preach love not the world? Amen. When did you hear it last? 1 John 2. It's a long time I preached this from this verse, but we are preaching it this night. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, there are three things in the world. Summarize. The lust of the flesh. When you say flesh, you know what it means. The fallen nature of man, which is becoming more and more fallen. Hallelujah. It's becoming badder and badder. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. That's the world. Amen. Amen. May the Lord deliver us from the love of the world. James chapter 4. Say, ye adulteresses. I'm running now. James chapter 4:4. Ye adulteresses and adulterers. Ye adulterers and adulteresses. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity? Enmity means enemy. It means rebellion. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is what? Brother, can we read that one together? We read verse 4. 3, go. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. You know, I don't know about you, but me, as I'm reading it, the scripture is sounding very strange in my heart. It's very distant. Maybe you are different, but me, it's so distant. Amen. Amen. It's so distant. It's like it's bouncing off. Hallelujah. It's bouncing off. Because we have wandered far. We have wandered far. But there is a recovery. The Lord said he'll restore the years of the canker worm. You know, that we will come to a place where this kind of future will give us life. Hallelujah. That will not be a friend of the world. Amen. Will not be a friend of the world. Will not be a friend of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Revelation 8, verse 8, and then 16, verse 3. So Revelation 8, verse 8. He said, the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. The sea is piece of the world. And the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea or in the world and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. It's a spiritual language telling you that it will become more and more difficult to find life in the world. The creatures in the world, they died. The ships, piece of organizations, that they also died. Now, go to verse, chapter 16, verse 3. We read the first trumpet. Now, we're looking at the second angel. Trumpet. Now, we're looking at the second angel, verse 3. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, which is the world. And it became as the blood of a dead man. Then the next verse is very frightening. It says, and every living soul died in the sea. Amen. Every living soul that was remaining. Remember, a third had died. Now, the remaining part, everyone that was not remaining died in the sea. Amen. The world has nothing for us. Hallelujah. There's no life. May the Lord deliver me from learning a lesson from Nollywood film. Let me go and watch Nollywood film so that I can learn a lesson of how good overcomes evil. That's not where you learn it, though. Amen. Say amen now. That's not where you learn it. Hallelujah. I've closed this one. So let me read the last scripture. I've closed this one. Rising, you can come and take this one. 1 John chapter 5. I've closed this one. This is the last one now. After this one, I will close this one. Amen. Now, we have talked about the coverings. This is how to overcome the coverings. There must be a solution. We have looked at what the problem is. Now, this is how to overcome the darkness, the fallen nature, the spirits of darkness, and the world. 1 John 5, verse 7 and 8. It's a summary of where you get the strength. 1 John 5, 7 says, for there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Verse 8. And there are three that bear witness in the earth. That's related to me and you. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Hallelujah. You know, Revelation says they overcame by the blood. So we see one of them. If you want to overcome, I know we all want to come. Let us learn how to use the blood. The soul is an altar. So the blood is given to you to apply to your soul every day. Amen. You must, as a priest, you must know how to bring your soul under the sprinkling influence of the blood of Yahshua. Amen. So when you wake up in the morning, that altar you are building, part of it is to sprinkle the blood upon your emotions, your desire, and all that. An example, when an evil thought comes into your mind, that is a stranger. The evil thought is not you. Amen. Evil thought is not you. It's a thought. It is a nano agent sent to you. Amen. It is, you know, now they just sent something. You receive it, it starts working. Amen. Bind it by the blood. and cast it out. Amen. That's how to watch over your soul. He says, keep your heart with all diligence. Amen. Hatred. Say, that sister, this one, so. It is not you. It is a arrow. It's a dart they have shot into your heart. Amen. Capture the dart and bind it and cast it out. Hallelujah. Amen. Even if you received it, you have blood waiting for you. Amen. Use the blood and cleanse your heart. Hallelujah. And repent. Hallelujah. And recover your mind. Hallelujah. That is how the mind of Christ works, functions. That's how you use the blood. Amen. The Bible says, if we walk is in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. The blood of Jesus is in the realm of heaven. Your soul can rise to that place and remain there. Hallelujah. Say amen now. It's in the realm of the spirit. Not very far. And how to go from where you are to that realm is by the word of God. Hallelujah. It says, as the rain comes down and doesn't go back without making the grass to grow, so also my word that I send, it will not return to God void. That word has come to take your mind to the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you receive the scripture, it's to quicken your mind. Hallelujah. And bring you into the realm of the spirit. The easiest way to enter the spirit is through the word of God. Amen. As you begin to read the word of God, your mind comes under the influence of that word. Hallelujah. Because the entrance of the word of God brings light. Amen. So as you begin to keep your mind on the word of God, you know, you find yourself under the influence. And that brings you, because anywhere the word is, the blood will be there and the spirit. The three of them go together. Amen. And you have the word of God in your phone. You have it in your hand. So the more you keep your heart on the word of God, the more the blood and the spirit will be flowing. Hallelujah. Say, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By doing what? By taking heed. In Proverbs, he said, my son, hide my word in your heart. Amen. You are hiding it, depositing it in different places. Amen. And that word is working. The word of God there is working. It's working. It's converting the soul. It has an energy. Hallelujah. Amen. So we can overcome these coverings in the soul. And it's something that you need to go look at it, meditate on it, and begin to act on it. I believe, brethren, we have no reason to be food for the devil. We have no reason not to overcome. You say, Jesus Christ has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, so it's prayer time. Do you want to stand?